This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
We have a returning guest on this edition of the Kona Edge. He's been one of the most popular that we've had over the last couple of months. And if you missed his swimming tips last week, go back and listen, okay? It's got to do with wine barrels and stealing cell phones. A couple of gems in today's one as well. We're going to be talking biking with Stefano Passarello as we head back to Hong Kong to find out some of the hard work that Stefano's had to put in on his bike. But he's got some interesting training philosophies as well. So make sure you stay tuned to that. A massive shout out and a big thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge as well. It is brought to you by Health IQ. They don't just generate leads and forward them on to an insurer. They take you through the entire journey from when you head over to this URL, okay? It is healthiq.com/Kona to starting your application, from going through the underwriting to policy in force. Health IQ is with you every single step of the way. Health IQ, you're not just a number. You know what it's like with other life insurance companies, right? When you get penalized for family history or your BMI, for example, and then you don't get rewarded for the good stuff, for being a health-conscious triathlete. Now's the time that you can get rewarded with Health IQ. They've got lower rates for triathletes just like you, and you can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes, like their cycling quiz or their running, their cycling IQ or their running IQ. Health IQ is also cool because you can submit actual data. So you can hook up your Strava or Runkeeper. You can even submit race results. How cool is that? If you'd like to find out more, head over to healthiq.com/Kona. It's obligation free. Get yourself a quote. Let's see how much money we can save you. And I'm pretty sure we can save you a fair whack. That's healthiq.com/Kona. In doing so, you'll support the show as well. The link is in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge. If you're listening on the website or if you're in your favorite podcast player, whether it's Stitcher, if it's in Overcast or in the native app on your Apple device, just click on the link and head through there right now. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Let's talk some cycling here on the Kona Edge. We head back to Hong Kong to catch up with Stefano Passarello. Stefano, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Stefano, you took up cycling as a bit of a cross-training to keep you fit and sort of keep burning calories and getting that sweat up after picking up an Achilles injury on the run. Did you find it pretty easy to pick up? Did it come naturally to you?
It came naturally on the heels, because as a runner, and I'm pretty thin. I'm below 60 kilos. I'm pretty strong at climbing. So, you know, I was actually kind of turned on when I saw that all these triathlete guys, they couldn't keep my pace on uphill. And one day we went flat and I realized how bad I was. You know, everybody started thinking about wattage and power, intensity, this kind of stuff. I was like, what the hell? Man, that's complicated. That's another sport. So I was dropped off badly. And it was the first time I was ever dropped off, because coming from running, I was always leading the pack. You know, I mean, when we go for races and stuff. So, I mean, it was sweet and sour approach. And yeah, so it was interesting, I would say.
Again, your approach to training is very different from an intensity perspective. Did you do the same on the bike? Was it a case of just long and slow to get the miles in?
Yes, exactly. It was the same, and it was even more intuitive than my running, which I sometimes give a little bit of structure to. For me, my biggest improvement on the in the cycling part were done doing it with friends, patient friends that would wait me on the flat, and going out for a long time. I mean, going out maybe for this summer, I did like 3 to 4 hours per day, every day, a decent at a very mild intensity, maybe like towards the end, pushing a little bit the pace just because they were getting bored, but I was doing it every day. So I was doing every day with different group of people, because not everyone would have gone every day. And Yeah, that's it. So being like going with low intensity, but being extremely consistent. And of course, I could have done, I could do this just during holiday. But if you ask me what was the best I could do for my cycling and to qualify for Kona in August, it was right after holiday, came back with a lot of slow miles in my legs. I was actually riding to nice places, having a nice coffee or eating something, and then going back home. That was what I was doing.
Yeah, having that big base definitely does help sort of cycling performance over time. And then Stefano, looking at sort of comfort on the bike, for somebody who doesn't come from a cycling background, it's one thing riding for 3 or 4 hours in a training ride, but when you, your bike time's not the fastest. You mentioned your swim slow, but looking at your age group, your bike time's not the fastest. From a comfort perspective, how did you struggle towards the latter half of the bike? Was it something you coped with? What did you do to stay comfortable on the bike?
No, actually, that's the thing. I start becoming strong towards the end of the bike, and I think this is possibly due to my nutrition pattern. I started being more efficient towards the end of it. I kind of like enlightened myself towards the end of the bike ride, and probably because I ride long. So I mean, one advice for people like me that they were pretty bad at cycling and they still probably are not the super fastest cyclist, it's just how long you ride. If you put yourself on a bike and if you're not time crunched, just go out and ride and enjoy it, because it might be a little bit boring if you're forcing yourself to do it. But if you find good bunch of people to go for and people that are willing to wake up early in the morning so that we can all come back and run our normal lives, and you can go for three, four hours, starting at 5, coming back at 8, I think it's great. So ride as much as you can, incorporate maybe a little bit of speed, do hills, do downhills, do flat, be omnivore in cycling is awesome. I mean, I've recently done a race named Eroica. I don't know if you heard of it.
No.
It's actually 200k on dirt road in vintage bikes, and they do it in Tuscany. It's awesome. And funny enough, I did it as a last big ride before Kona. When I told everyone around, they were like making fun of me. This is not a race. This is cyclotourism. So you get a vintage bike from the 70s, and you start riding in Tuscany in the beautiful hills. And every 20, 30K, you get nice, fresh cheese, wine, ham, and all the stuff. So it's actually intense in terms of physical training, but it's also beautiful and rewarding as in the perspective of being together open air with your friends and enjoy your time. So you work out, but you have a lot of fun while you work out. Of course, you should not abuse with wine. At the last 20K, I had a glass more, so I was particularly fast.
That sounds like an incredible ride indeed. Well, Stefano, I'm looking forward to talking about your run and particularly your nutrition, but we'll save that for another time. Thanks for your time today here on the Kona Edge.
Absolutely. Thank you.
In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching, and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Absolutely love Stefano Pastarello's passion. Next week, make sure you tune in, because I'm going to be finding out what it takes to run a 253 and some change marathon with Stefano. He is an absolute machine on the run. He'll be sharing all those details with us in a week from now. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, if you haven't entered our contest yet, time is running out, okay? You can win yourself an entry into an Ironman. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. Get into the draw now, okay? You could start off your 2018 with a free race entry to an Ironman of your choice. I think that would be pretty cool. That's website once again, thekonaedge.com/win. Massive thank you to our sponsor of this podcast today, Health IQ. They are an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. All you have to do is head over to healthiq.com/Kona to find out more and show your support for the show. That's healthiq.com/Kona. The link's in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge as well. You can click straight through there. Until we chat again on Monday, have yourself an absolutely superb weekend. I've been working on a couple of things that hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll have confirmation on early in the new week, and I'll be able to share it with you. I've got some cool goodies on the way. So make sure you tune in next week. If you are racing, best of luck. I hope all the hard work pays off. If you're training, which I am going to be doing as well, I hope you're getting some really decent training blocks this weekend. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.